From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. China's space program targets July launch for Mars mission. Health Minister issues new normal guidelines for workplaces. Now the news in detail. China is targeting a July launch for its ambitious plans for a Mars mission, which will include landing a remote control robot on the surface of the Red Planet, the company in charge of the project has said. As quoted by AFP.com on May 25, Beijing has invested billions of dollars in its space program in an effort to catch up with its rival, the United States, and affirm its status as a major world power. The Mars mission is among a number of new space projects China is pursuing, including putting Chinese astronauts on the moon and having a space station by 2022. Beijing had been planning the Mars mission for some time this year, but China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation has confirmed it could come as early as July. Europeans flocked to parks, gyms, and pools on Monday as more countries eased coronavirus restrictions, while Japan lifted its state of emergency but urged vigilance to avoid another wave of infections. As quoted by AFP.com on May 26 in the United States, as the pandemic death toll approached the horrific milestone of 100,000, stir-crazy Americans also headed en masse to beaches and parks for the big Memorial Day weekend. While many Americans wore masks and followed distancing rules, many did not, and images of packed pools on broadwalks triggers fears of a new flare-up of virus that has infected more than 5.4 million worldwide and killed more than 344,000. Meanwhile, hopes that anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine could be used as a potential treatment for the virus were quashed as the World Health Organization halted clinical trials while the safety is reviewed. Suriname went to the polls on Monday with strongman President Desi Bouterse, seeking a third term, battling to hold on to power to avoid spending his twilight years in prison after being convicted of murder. As quoted by AFP.com, the former military dictator turned politician has dominated his tiny South American country for four decades, but polls suggested his National Democratic Party NDP was likely to lose its majority in the 51-member parliament, which elects the president. The 74-year-old and his wife Ingrid Waldring were among the first people to vote at a school in the capital Paramaribo, surrounded by supporters and media. Authorities lifted a partial coronavirus lockdown for the day, and voters line up at 1 and 5 meter or 5 foot intervals before the polls opened at 7 a.m. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top aide Dominic Cummings defied calls to resign on Monday over allegations that he broke coronavirus rules and undermined the government's response to the health crisis. As quoted by AFP.com, the Brexit campaign mastermind told reporters he had acted reasonably and legally when he drove across the country with his wife while she was suffering from the virus in early April. Britain was then recording hundreds of deaths daily and following strict lockdown rules requiring people with even the slightest symptoms to stay at home for at least a week. Cummings did not apologize for his behavior, but did express regret for not asking Johnson, himself already hospitalized for COVID-19, for permission to travel during the lockdown's most restrictive phase. Privacy concerns over Qatar's coronavirus contact tracing app, a tool that is mandatory on pain of prison, have prompted a real backlash and forced officials to offer reassurance and concessions. As quoted by FP.com, like other governments around the world, Qatar has turned to mobile phones to trace people's movements and track who they come into contact with, allowing officials to monitor coronavirus infections and alert people at risk and contagion. The apps use Bluetooth radio signals to ping nearby devices, which can be contacted subsequently if a user they have been near develops symptoms or test positive, but the resultant unprecedented access to users' location data has prompted fears about state surveillance. Qatar's version goes considerably further. It forces Android users to permit access to their picture and video galleries, while also allowing the app to make unprompted calls. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Health Minister Terawan Agus Putranto has issued new health protocols for workplaces to usher in the so-called new normal, even as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continues to rise. As quoted by Jakarta Post on Monday, in a ministerial decree issued on Saturday, Terawan detailed how offices and manufacturers should operate during the large-scale social restrictions, PSBB. Government Regulation No. 21/2020 requires all workplaces except those in essential sectors to be temporarily shut down in areas enacting the PSBB. However, it's impossible to impose restrictions on workplaces forever. Minister Terawan said the government should keep the wheels of the economy running in a statement on the Health Ministry's official website. That's why workplaces must prepare to adapt the changes amid the COVID-19 situation, also known as the new normal. The last item, West Sumatra Governor Irwan Prayitno alerted people to not travel to any tourist destination as the government is still grappling to flatten the curve of the new coronavirus disease or COVID-19 by enforcing large-scale social restrictions. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Prayitno notified journalists in Padang, the capital of West Sumatra province, on Monday that the province still striving to flatten the curve. The governor is confident that large-scale social restrictions and distancing measures will effectively break the chain of COVID-19 transmission. Therefore, Governor Prayitno urged people in the province to not throng tourist site areas during their Eid al-Fitri holiday. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our very good program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Government Preparing the Guidelines of New Normal. While, listener, the COVID-19 pandemic is still going on. Nobody knows when the pandemic will come to an end. Meanwhile, vaccines and drugs for the disease have not been invented yet. Countries in the world are preparing steps to adapt to the disease. The adaptation measure that is sounded as new normal is intended to protect everyone from COVID-19 transmission while they can do their daily activities. The Indonesian government has issued a new normal protocol for offices and industries in combating the COVID-19 pandemic, which is stipulated in the Ministerial Health Decree. The new normal implementation is regulated in the Ministerial Health Decree No. 328/2020 concerning guidelines for the prevention and COVID-19 handling in offices and industrial workplaces, in supporting business sustainability in pandemic situations. The guidelines stipulate that companies are required to form COVID-19 handling teams in the workplace. The companies can also do work from home arrangement by determining essential workers who need to keep working or coming to work and workers who can do work from home. If possible, shift 3 is eliminated. Take for example, the work time may start at night until morning. For shift 3 workers, it is regulated so that those who specially work are the workers under 50 years old. This rule also requires workers to wear masks when traveling to or from home and at work. It ensures that all work areas are clean and hygienic by periodic cleaning using cleaners and disinfectants. The arrangement of distance between workers is at least 1 meter for each work activity. The government is also preparing a new normal scenario for the state civil apparatus. According to the Secretary of the Minister of Administrative Reform and Bureaucracy Reform, Dwi Wahyu Atmaji, this scenario is prepared as a guideline for the state civil apparatus to work optimally as long as the COVID-19 vaccine has not been invented. Government Regulation No. 21-2020 concerning large-scale social restriction in the context of acceleration of the COVID-19 handling stipulates that one of the large-scale social restriction is done by dismissing the workplace. But for the business world, the restrictions are impossible to implement for good. The economic wheel must keep operating. It is feared that long-term employee vacations can bring about an economic slowdown. Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto said that the business community and workers community have a major contribution in breaking the chain of transmission due to the large number of working population and the amount of mobility, as well as interaction between people due to the work activities. Therefore, the government sets a new normal protocol for business and government. Hopefully, with the new normal guidelines for the business and government, workers and their families can avoid COVID-19 transmission until vaccine and drugs for the disease are invented. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I am Sajjad Haider Khan, Shazri Affairs at Pakistan Embassy in Jakarta. I wish to convey my heartiest greetings and best wishes to all Muslim brothers and sisters in Indonesia and Pakistan for a very happy Eid al-Fitri. The last few months have been very challenging for us all due to the COVID-19 pandemic. May Allah bless us all and keep us safe, healthy and happy. Ameen, summa ameen.
Today in history, I'll begin with May 26th, 1966, Guyana becomes independent. The country of Guyana is located north of the Latin American region. Although the area was discovered by Spanish sailors about 5 centuries ago, it was the Dutch who colonized Guyana. In 1796, the British took over the Guyana colony. Guyana became independent from British colonialism on May 26, 1966. In 1970, Guyana became a republican state. Turning to May 26, 1972, the United States and the Soviet Union signed the SALT Strategic Weapons Restrictions Agreement 1. Negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union regarding the SALT or Strategic Arms Limitation Talk, starting in 1969, resulted in the SALT I agreement on May 26, 1972. SALT I limited the number of strategic ballistic missile launchers at existing levels and allowed only those launched by submarines. The agreement was signed by the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, and the Secretary General of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev. I'll conclude today in history with May 26, 2005, Indonesian economist Radius Prawiro died. Radius Prawiro, born in Yogyakarta June 29, 1928, was an Indonesian economist and politician. He was one of the founders of the Indonesian economy during the New Order era. Various important positions in the field of financial economics have been assumed by Radius Prawiro. He has served as a senior official of the Supreme Audit Agency, Minister of Finance, Governor of Bank Indonesia, and has become an important representative of international financial institutions. Radius Prawiro died in Munich, Germany on May 26, 2005, at the age of 76 due to heart disease. Listener, that was today in history.
Semudah itu kau tulis kembali kisah cinta yang berakhir luka. Hadirmu tak mungkin ku sambut lagi karena ada dia di hatimu. Dulu kau yang pergi meninggalkanku. Kembali tawarkan berjuta mimpi. Pergilah, cintamu bukan untukku. Kembali padanya, tak perlu lagi kau ungkit cerita. Biar berakhir di sini, kamu dengan dirinya, dengan dirinya. Hadirmu tak mungkin ku sambut lagi karena ada dia di hatimu. Pergilah,
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners. Nice to meet you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Well, the topic for today is My Indonesia is combating COVID-19. Indonesia encouraging partnership in the Indian Ocean regions. Amid the global pandemic crisis, COVID-19, Indonesia is encouraging the strengthening of regional cooperation of countries in the Indian Ocean regions, which are members of the Indian Ocean Rind Association IORA, as quoted by the website kemlu.go.id, Director General of Asia Pacific and Africa, Desra Percaya, as the chairman of the Indonesian delegation, at the virtual meeting of the high-level official of IORA with the team Responses, Cooperation and Partnership on Tuesday said that to face COVID-19, IORA needs to encourage cooperation in developing vaccines and antiviruses to ensure the flow of medicines and medical devices that can be reached by small communities, as well as formulating the provision of targeted assistance to small fishermen, farmers, and entrepreneurs of micro, small, and medium enterprises. The meeting of high officials was held by the current chairperson of IORA of the United Arab Emirates, at the initiative of Indonesia. It is aimed at encouraging regional cooperation in the Indian Ocean to jointly combat COVID-19. This initiative is in line with the President Joko Widodo's statement at the G20 meeting, the Non-Aligned Movement and ASEAN, which emphasized the need for global collaboration and solidarity in combating against COVID-19. Desra Percaya also explained that the competence of IORA cooperation in the maritime and marine sectors, such as fisheries, aquaculture, and marine tourism, needs to speed up the acceleration of recovery of micro, small, and medium enterprises post-COVID-19 pandemic. The virtual meeting was attended by 20 IORA member countries and 8 dialogue partners. They are the United States, Britain, Italy, Germany, South Korea, France, China, and Turkey. A number of recommendations were formulated at the meeting, including encouraging assistance in the form of technical cooperation and financial support for IORA members affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, accelerating the process of forming an expert group in disaster mitigation, establishing government-private partnership in the region against the COVID-19 pandemic, supporting the steps taken by WHO, the World Bank, and the G20 in providing relaxation of fiscal debt payments to countries affected by the COVID-19, and ensuring the availability of medicine and medical devices. Furthermore, this meeting will continue with the IORA Council of Ministers in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, next October or November 2020. Indonesia has played a major role in the IORA Forum, including as Deputy Chair of IORA in 2013-2014 and Chair of IORA 2015 until 2017. During these periods, Indonesia has succeeded in raising the profile of the IORA through the holding of the first IORA summit and successfully formulating a vision to strengthen maritime and marine cooperation formulated in the 2017 Jakarta Concord. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia. Thanks for listening.
Demi hari dan juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar, ternyata bukan milikmu.
titip salam untuknya. Ku tak rela tuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari mencintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will let you know about kue kocor, a typical cake of Madura, East Java. For the people of Madura in East Java, especially the residents of Gagah Village, Kadur Sub District, Pamekasan, Lebaran feels not complete yet without kue kocor, a typical cake of the local people. The sweet cake, which is made of simple ingredients, is usually served in Eid al-Fitr or Lebaran. The basic ingredients of kue kocor are wet flour and palm sugar or brown sugar, which is made from siwalan tree. Making process of the cake is quite easy. Flour and sugar and a little bit water stirred until blended. Then the dough is fried until cooked. Kue kocor will not harden even though it is cold. This cake is not only served for Eid dishes at home, but is also brought when visiting relatives. Listener, kue kocor is usually eaten with hot black coffee. As an 8 menu, kocor can last up to 20 days. This cake is not easy to be moldy or stale. This is the reason why this cake is popular as a Lebaran dish. In addition to Eid al-Fitr, during other religious holidays such as Eid al-Adha and the celebration of Prophet Muhammad, kue kocor seems to be a staple menu that must be served to relatives. Apart from religious holidays, the traditional cake is rarely found. Besides kue kocor, the Madurese people also have other obligatory Lebaran dishes. One of them is kuah adun. The kuah adun is made from grilled chicken that cook using coconut milk and spices. Just like kue kocor, kuah adun is also quite special because it is durable. In fact, the longer, adun soup is thicker and tastier. This food is often brought when visiting relatives on the Eid holiday. In addition to the Eid holiday, kuah adun is also only served at certain moments such as the 21st night of Ramadan, welcoming the night of Lailat al-Qadr. That was today's Indonesian Wonder. See you in other interesting topic. Bye!
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I am Muhammad Azad, Ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran to Indonesia. On this auspicious occasion, I wish all Muslims of Indonesia and across the world a happy Eid al-Fitr 1441 Hijriah. May this divine festive purify our spirituality, bring joy and happiness to us all. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri 1441 Hijriah. Mohon maaf lahir dan batin.
Hancur aku, hancur.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia English program that introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Fasilitas di Dapur, or in English, Facilities in the Kitchen. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on fasilitas di dapur or facilities in the kitchen. Kevin is in a boarding house. He asks about kitchen facilities that could be used.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, fasilitas di dapur. Fasilitas di dapur, which means facilities in the kitchen. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Dapur. Dapur, which means kitchen. Ini. Ini, which means this. Itu. Itu, which means that. Or the kulkas, kulkas which means refrigerator, alat masak which means cookware. Di mana dapurnya which means where is the kitchen. Ini dapurnya which means this is the kitchen. Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini which means can I use this refrigerator? Tentu saja boleh. Tentu saja boleh, which means of course you can. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci. Setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, which means after being used, wash it immediately. In the conversation, you heard ini dapurnya. Ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. And, apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? In this phrase, there is the word ini. Ini, which means this. The word is used to refer to something that is located not far from the speaker. So, the sentence, ini dapurnya, which means this is the kitchen. Shows that the location of the kitchen is close to the speaker. Then the expression, apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini? Which means, can I use this refrigerator? Shows that the location of the refrigerator is close to the speaker. Let's listen to the other examples. Kamar ini bagus. Kamar ini bagus, which means this room is nice. Buku ini mahal. Buku ini mahal, which means this book is expensive. Next in the conversation, you also heard Apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Apa alat masak itu bisa saya pakai? Which means, can I use that cookware? In that phrase, there is the word itu. Itu, which means that. The word is used to designate something far from the speaker. So the sentence, apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu? Apa bisa saya pakai alat masak itu, which means can I use that or the cookware, indicates that the location of the cookware is far from the speaker. Let's listen to some examples. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah. Gunung Rinjani itu sangat indah, which means that Mount Rinjani is very beautiful. Gedung itu sangat tinggi. Gedung itu sangat tinggi, which means that building is very tall. Ini and itu, or this and that, are used to designate something. Usually, ini and itu appear after or before the noun. For example, buku ini, which means this book. Pensil ini, which means this pensil. Kantin itu, which means the canteen or that canteen. Kamar itu, which means that room. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Di mana dapurnya, Pak?
Ini dapurnya.
Apa saya bisa pakai kulkas ini?
Tentu saja boleh.
Apa saya bisa pakai alat masak ini?
Boleh, tetapi setelah dipakai, langsung dicuci, oke?
Oke, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
My name is Petar Andonov. I'm ambassador of Bulgaria to Indonesia. On the occasion of the Eid al-Fitri, I would like to offer to all Muslims in Indonesia and abroad my warmest greetings and hereby convey my best wishes for health, well-being and prosperity. Approximately 10% of the population in Bulgaria are Muslims, also celebrating Eid al-Fitri. In the festive month of Ramadan, which is a symbol of spiritual growth and time for humility and compassion, I wish to express my most sincere hopes for peace and tolerance and to appeal for trust, unity, cooperation and solidarity to overcome the current challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. I firmly believe that after we defeat this challenge, with our joint efforts, we will continue to strengthen the long-standing friendly relations between Bulgaria and Indonesia and to cooperate in areas of mutual interest for the good of our peoples and for the sake of the world peace and security.
Rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong kasih
katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat meratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang mau, oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap mau kada.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malay song entitled Lagu Lebaran sung by Ali Akbar featuring Bujang Bedendang, Kamil Onte, Novi Lida, and Tazki a cappella. The song Lagu Lebaran, which was composed by Ali Akbar, tells a story of various activities conducted by Muslims to welcome Lebaran festivity. In welcoming Lebaran, they usually prepare new clothes and various kinds of special culinary. They also usually doing takbir surrounding their area to welcome Lebaran. The most important is the people shake hands and forgive each other. The lyrics of the song Lagu Lebaran use Pontianak Malay language. Its music has upbeat tempo and enjoyable to sing. Listener, here is Lagu Lebaran, sung by Ali Akbar featuring Bujang Bedendang, Kamil Onte, Novi Lida, and Tazki a cappella.
Thank you. air berkumandang.
Angela datang,
hari yang ditunggu,
disambut dengan riang.
Laki-laki,
perempuan,
muda kecil,
tua muda,
orang waras sampai orang gila, orang miskin,
orang kaya,
orang kampung,
orang kota,
semuanya pada bergembira.
Menyambut lebaran,
suasana haru
sungguh tiada terkira.
Apa yang dimau
di sini semua ada.
Macam-macam ragam
banyak orang lakukan,
dari dalam rumah
sampai di tepi jalan.
Ada takbiran
keliling
sampai nanggok-nanggok
duit.
Ada juga lucul meriam kalbet, mata bengkak,
muka buruk,
semalaman
tak ada tidur.
Direlakan kerana menyambut
listener. Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.